Let's switch off.
Hello, I'm Lenny.
Hi.
Hey.
Oh my gosh, I'm anxiety.
Is everything okay?
You're in my son.
Power stays in the shadows.
Unlikely.
So scary.
Literally scared to death?
That's my weakness.
I don't think so.
Movie news.
Nobody's gonna notice you, that's your job. No offense.
With Gareth Daly.
I mean, some taking.
Good afternoon to you, Gareth. You've some exciting opening news for us.
I do. Well, I think it's always good news when there's a Steven Spielberg movie in the pipeline and there's casting going on for it. So Emily Blunt has already signed up for the movie. And now we learn that Josh O'Connor is set to star in what's kind of vaguely described as a two-hander. Now,
well, two precious, fine actors there, no doubt about it. Emily Blunt, Josh O'Connor, yeah.
Yeah, the director's not bad either.
No, he's all right.
He's all right. We're not quite sure what he's kind of cooking up for this film, but we do know that he's kind of working again with Jurassic Park writer David Koepp on this one, a longtime producing partner as well. We kind of have a title for it. Rumors have been that it's been called The Dish. That's a working title floating around at the moment, which of course has everybody kind of speculating that maybe it's back in sort of Close Encounters territory. And that there's a sci-fi element to it. But as you mentioned, I mean, what a cast. Emily Blunt is actually currently filming an MMA biopic called The Smashing Machine alongside Dwayne Johnson. So she's busy at the moment.
Okay.
And speaking of Josh O'Connor's going on from Challengers, he's currently working on Rian Johnson's Knives Out sequel.
Oh, that's right,
which
yes.
Which is called Wake Up Dead Man. So both very busy, but both obviously going to step onto a Spielberg set. We do know that the film is due to be released the 15th of May, 2026.
We shall mark that in the diary.
Yeah,
when we get the diary. Great stuff. Now, a TV series to film.
Yeah, this is Worst Roommate Ever. I don't know, did you ever see any of it? It's an unscripted series that was on Netflix.
No.
Well, yeah, they've decided to do a film adaptation of it. So Jason Blum, the sort of horror powerhouse, is producing this. And Paul Feig is going to direct it. He would have been the director of Bridesmaids and Spy and the like.
So are we talking horror or comedy here?
We're talking horror here, basically.
Because I quite like a comedy, worst roommate ever. When you said Bridesmaids there, it could be very funny, but it's horror. Okay.
It's horror, yeah. So the film's story follows a newly single woman finding a seemingly perfect gentleman to sublet the spare room in her dream house. And she soon learns his deceit goes beyond a phony name and application as she unwittingly invited a serial squatter into her home.
Oh, never good.
Won't leave without a fight. But now that you say it, it could be a comedy.
I think it'd be a great comedy. Should I copyright it now? Worst roommate
get on
ever.
To Jason Blum.
Definitely.
And tell him, you know what? This horror stuff is not working.
Okay, but it could also be very creepy. In fairness. Okay, now are we returning to Creature from the Black Lagoon?
Yeah, well, I could definitely say that this one is horror. Okay?
Oh, I don't know.
So this is from the Conjuring director, James Wan, who would have also directed Aquaman. He's attached to direct a new film adaptation of the Universal Pictures monster classic Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Yeah.
Now, the original was released in 1954, and it follows a scientific expedition to the Amazon that discovers the massacre of a previous expedition, but what appears to be an amphibious humanoid. Julie Adams and Richard Carlson starred in the original. It was shot in 3D, and the film remains famous for its sort of underwater sequences and the iconic design of the Gill Man creature, which sort of put him in sort of Universal's Monster Hall of Fame alongside the likes of Frankenstein, Dracula, etc. Now, they've been approaching these movies recently. They've tried to remake this one a couple of times. I mean, famous names like John Landis, John Carpenter have all tried to sort of put this into production. But we don't know when this one will go into production, but certainly good director. And obviously, as Universal try and sort of keep looking at bringing back these monster classics, it's probably going to happen.
Okay. Now, fans of the TV series Peaky Blinders were thrilled to hear that a film was on the way and that Cillian Murphy had signed up. But you've some more exciting casting news on this for us.
Yeah, I do, because joining the cast is Rebecca Ferguson, who people will know from the Mission Impossible series and Dune as well.
Yes.
And so, yeah, she's going to join Netflix greenlit the movie based on the beloved series. Murphy back to play Thomas Shelby, the war hero turned gangster who works his way up in the world of crime in 1900s Birmingham. So while the film is described as a continuation of the series, plot details are being kept under wraps along with Ferguson's role. But she's got a couple of other things coming up, because she's actually going to be starring in the second season of Apple's sci-fi series Silo and the sci-fi thriller Mercy, which she stars opposite Chris Pratt in that as well. But good casting there.
Very good. More casting this time on the small screen.
Yeah, this is Netflix are making a project called House of Guinness, and the creator of Peaky Blinders, Stephen Knight, is involved with this one as well as the writer here. And basically, it's the story of the Guinness family. It's set in 19th century Dublin and New York, and the story reimagines the period immediately after the death of Sir Benjamin Guinness, the man responsible for the extraordinary success of the brewery and the far-reaching impact of his will on the fate of his four adult children.
Have we nice kind of Irish cast?
I'll go through the list of those that are cast. James Norton, Jack Gleeson, Niamh McCormack, Anthony Boyle, Fiona Shea, Seamus O'Hara, Dervla Kerwin, Michael Mattelhattan, Daniela Galligan and Hilda Faye.
Fantastic.
So a great cast lined up for this one. And as I said, Netflix are making it. So,
okay, that is interesting. What trailer have you picked for us this week?
Okay, so this, keeping with our horror theme this week. No comedies. When an American family is invited to spend the weekend at an idyllic country estate of a charming British family they befriended on vacation, what begins as a dream holiday soon wraps up in a psychological nightmare. This is Speak No Evil.
Louise, I need to get out of here now. Louise, what are you doing?
Everything okay in there?
Yeah, we're all good.
Anything we can get you?
No, we'll just be a minute.
We can't let on. Yeah? We can't look stressed or scared. We just have to go out there and be completely normal.
This is my husband, Ben.
I'm Patrick Felt. This is my wife, Kira. You have to come and visit us. The West Country? Really, it's beautiful.
Yeah, that'd be great. It's so quiet around here. Do they even have any neighbors?
Agnes, love, you have to eat your vegetables. Maybe don't chew with our mouths open.
Please, could you stop telling my daughter what to do?
You don't criticize other people's children. You should say sorry.
It's okay.
I'm sorry, Louise.
Louise, is there anything you'd like to say?
Uh-oh, is all I can say there, Garrett.
James McAvoy leading the cast. Moral of the story here, you meet people on holidays, you invite them to your house, don't go.
Don't
go. James Watkins is directing this, actually. He would have been responsible for Eden Lake and The Woman in Black. So that gives you an idea of the tone here. But it comes out in September. Do check out the trailer.
Okay, let's come to new releases in cinemas. And we begin with Deadpool and Wolverine.
I waited a long time for this team up. In my world, you're well regarded. You were an X-Man. Fuck that, you were the X-Man. The Wolverine. He's a hero in my world.
Yes, Garrett, Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds in Deadpool and Wolverine.
Watch the box office cash registers just go bing, bing, bing over this weekend and probably into next week. So Wade Wilson here toils away in civilian life with his days as a morally flexible mercenary Deadpool behind him. But when his homeworld faces an existential threat, he must reluctantly suit up again with an even more reluctant Wolverine. So good cast here, as you mentioned, and also Matthew McFadden also starring in it. People will know from Succession, Rob Delaney, Emma Corrin also in there as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's very much a Ryan Reynolds production all round. He's credited as top writer as well. And, you know, this isn't particularly my cup of tea, but if you are into the Ryan Reynolds shtick, if you like, you'll be perfectly happy with this. It's interesting, it's the first Marvel movie that is 16 cert here or R-rated. So that means you can't bring all the family. You definitely can't. Yeah. So you know, it'll be interesting that way to see how it does in the box office, because Marvel is therefore cutting out a lot of that younger audience that would usually go to these films. But this is definitely 16 cert Deadpool and Wolverine in cinemas this weekend. We also have Notes from Sheepland.
Yeah, so this is a documentary. It's the story of an artist and a farmer, Orla Barry. Take a listen.
I'm a decade in sheep now. I often wonder how I got here exactly. But it's seriously hard to untangle yourself once you are in. I often forget which role I'm playing. Farmer or artist. Sheep are part of my air song, my wind song, my sea song. Obsession, 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 obsession.
Yes, Gareth, the story of artist and farmer Orla Barry there.
Yeah, and you're getting a good sense there in the trailer of, you know, I suppose her work deals with the tensions of being an artist and an eco-farmer in rural Ireland.
Yeah, I enjoyed this. It's beautifully directed by Cara Holmes, and you know, it's interesting even as looking at the sheep on screen, they all have names and the film's beautifully shot. It's an extraordinary life, and I think great to have it documented on film. Captures the endearing quality of tending sheep, but you know, the muck and the dirt and the lambing season. She plays music to the sheep, they follow the sounds, and then we have her as artist as well. So it's an interesting one. Notes from Sheepland, from writer and narrator Orla Barry, and directed by Cara Holmes. Also in cinemas, we also have I Saw the TV Glow.
Yes, this is teenager Owen is just trying to make it through life in the suburbs when his classmates introduce him to a mysterious late night TV show, a vision of a supernatural world beneath their own in the pale glow of the television. Mm. And then finally, just to mention as well about Dry Grasses, this is about a young teacher hopes to be transferred to Istanbul after 4 years of mandatory service in a remote village, but is accused of inappropriate contact by two students. So that's your selection this week.
Very good. What about a TV movie for the weekend ahead?
So in the week where the trailer came out for A Complete Unknown, the Bob Dylan film.
Timothée.
Timothée. And I didn't feature it in our trailer watch because it's mostly just him singing. But I was reminded of the director, James Mangel, how good he is and some of the quality films that he's made, like Copland, Walk the Line.
Yeah.
And obviously for the week that's in it as well, Logan he directed too. But I think this is one of his finest movies. It's about a racing car driver and engineer, Carl Shelby, who's lured out of retirement during the 1960s in a period where the sport is dominated by Italian companies. Ford Motors are hoping to revive their flagging fortunes by launching a racing division and securing a high-profile win at the prestigious Le Mans 24-hour race. You've got Matt Damon, Christian Bale and Katrina Balfe starring in it. It is called Le Mans 66. It is on tonight. It's on at 11:20 and you can watch it on Channel 4.
Definitely worth a watch. Gareth, thanks a million.
Thanks, Aideen.